Tonight marks the 11th of 15 listening sessions held across New York State to hear what residents think about regulating marijuana. After Governor Andrew Cuomo called for a study in January, the State Department of Health released a report saying that regulation's pros outweighed its cons. Then Cuomo appointed a 20-person working group led by lawyer Alfonso David to work on drafting legislation for a regulated adult-use marijuana program. David says hearing from the public at the listening sessions will help inform the group about how it would impact different areas of the state.
Urban communities may be very differently impacted than rural communities. Where you place dispensaries are going to be informed by where you live. Access to certain products are going to be different depending on where you live as well.
UB Professor R. Lorraine Collins studies substance abuse and is a member of the working group. She'll be at tonight's session simply to listen to what the public has to say. But Collins also says there are many issues to consider, and she hopes people understand how complex marijuana is. She says she hopes New York State will try to contribute to research and develop a better understanding of cannabis and its health effects.
That is, I think, a huge issue at this point. We have policies that are being made without an understanding of the substance that we're trying to regulate.
Once listening sessions are complete in mid-October, the working group will analyze the results and continue to work on legislation. David says he expects they'll have it ready for the legislative session in January 2019. Avery Schneider, WBFO News.